The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul, in the 3rd chapter and verse 8, wrote these words: "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ." The title of the devotion is Pure Trash. The higher the hope, the greater the disappointment when hope falls. The young Marine was to be commended. Every other Sunday, he drove some 200 miles to attend a Wells worship service. Sometimes he brought buddies with him. He probably came from a good Christian home. More recently, he had come from Vietnam. It was the early 70s. His car broke down on a trip back to Lejeune, so he visited one of the typical used car lots that are sprinkled around military installations. The next time he showed up, he had a big smile on his face. "God was with me," he gushed. He had found a peach of a car at a bargain price. 2 weeks later, he returned with his new car. This time the words "pure trash" were spray-painted on the front plate. One's heart had to go out to the hapless Marine. The car was a clunker. But he didn't have enough money to simply buy another one, and the dealer surely wouldn't take it back. So he had to limp along from one repair bill to another for a while. The peach had turned into a lemon. The Apostle Paul never did buy an automobile. But like this 20th century Christian, he had learned the value of everything apart from his Savior God. He used the word garbage. He probably would have given a thumbs up at this car being labeled pure trash. In fact, even if it was a brand new Corvette that the young man found himself in, the apostle would still list it as no better. This is not to say that a new car is not an improvement over the clunker. The point is, nothing in this world is everlasting, truly precious, or worth trading 1 ounce of salvation for. Better to lose everything on earth than to lose the inheritance in heaven. The nice house cannot be used as collateral against the debt we owe God. Those new clothes will not serve to get us out on bail when we face divine judgment. Nor will friends be able to influence the judge. In the court of God, the only thing that counts is the blood of Jesus. No wonder the apostle treasured the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Without knowing Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he had nothing, though he was earthly rich. With the certain knowledge that the Son of God paid his debt to God, he was rich beyond all measure, though he had nothing else. He knew with absolute certainty that this is true. Those who place their hope on Jesus are never disappointed. We agree. And thus we declare in the words of the hymn, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant and blood support me in the whelming flood. When every earthly prop gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.